this song is about a man who, over a long period of time, has developed this very special ability to travel in his mind, particularly when his wife starts going on just a little too long about something he hasn't done. Why must you always quit? I blew it from the beginning. Actually, that's all I had, just a story, you know. No song at all. I know why I couldn't do it. I forgot to mention to you there's absolutely nothing autobiographical about this song. It's a disclaimer my wife made me put in there. Okay, here's the long version. Why must you always seem to criticize me? It seems like everything I do just turns out wrong. Why don't you come on out and despise me? So I can pack my bag and baby, I'd be gone. Remember when you used to call me honey? Well, I turn around and call you honey too. You might think it's a joke, but it ain't funny to hurt someone who's so in love with you. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. My body's in this room with you just to catch an ale, but my soul is drinking beer down the road you spell. You might think I'm listening to your grocery list, but I'm leaning on a jukebox and I'm about halfway there. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. I'm sitting on a chair just behind my ear, playing dominoes and drinking some ice cold beer. When you get done talking, I'll come back downstairs and assume the body of the person you presume who cares. A clown.
Good morning, and Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, April 8th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And wild and dystopic ride it is. The LA Times and others reporting this morning, John Prine is among the latest casualties in whatever this is that's going on. The headline in the LA Times is John Prine, revered singer-songwriter, dies of COVID-19 complications at 73. And I mentioned Bill Withers sort of after the fact. I mean, I heard about it last Friday. But it's difficult to really concentrate on the business of humanity, so to speak. We're being dehumanized in all of this, among other things, and I hate to even talk about, you know, these kinds of things when, I don't know, I suppose, you know, we could focus on other things. I suppose we could not talk about these other things, but under the circumstances, it seems naive. If it were just another synthetic terror event that we're experiencing, although a prolonged one in this case, then I would perhaps do that, but in this case, I think that, you know, it's a fluid situation, as bad guys like to say, and it's changing moment by moment. So it's unfortunate to hear about John Prine's loss, but I think, you know, I would, if it's not inappropriate to do so, I would mention that I was looking for something specific this morning, and so I was sort of poking around on Fox News, and there are, I have like a dozen headlines already up just from Fox News. And the one that I would go to next after the, you know, the LA Times headline, John Prine, revered singer-songwriter, dies of COVID-19 complications. Do you see how that's framed? So this Fox News story headline, Birx says government is classifying all deaths of patients with coronavirus as COVID-19 deaths, regardless of cause, which some of us have been saying all along, right? I mean, you go to the CDC website and it clearly says, as some of us have been saying all along, I mean, I have it posted on a page that lists the numbers that are updated regularly, shall we say, coronavirus disease, 2019 COVID-19 cases in U.S. This is the CDC page, and the numbers have the asterisk next to them, and the asterisk reads, data include both confirmed and presumptive positive cases. And then there is more clarification elsewhere, but it's just that simple. So why would that be happening? And you could make the argument that, well, there isn't time to sort things out right now. But there is. You know, we keep hearing that we have the greatest healthcare system the world has ever seen, with the greatest everything the world has ever seen, according to, you know, this guy at the podium every day. But if it really is that kind of a system and the numbers really were important, because, I mean, there is a lot at stake here. The world economy, you know, as the United States economy goes, so the world economy goes. There's a lot. There's a great deal at stake here. And so one would think that it would be important to make sure that we get those figures accurate so as not to misrepresent the situation and cause more harm than is necessary. And at this point, there's really no arguing that there is harm being caused as a result of entire industry, you know, economy shutting down and people not working and so forth. It's It's very harmful. So we have these headlines floating around. Birx says government is classifying all deaths of patients with coronavirus as COVID-19 deaths. And at the same time that's happening, there is what I would call a ripple effect. People have lost their minds. That strong upsurge of power Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote about that requires stupidity on the part of the people, generally speaking, seems to be in full effect as far as I can tell. And it doesn't have to make sense. We're just going to fall in line and melt because, you know, it's the only thing, it's the only reasonable, sensible thing to do. So here's a story, you know, when this happens in tiny places like this, here's a story, local Montana News, KPAX, Missoula and Western Montana, Flathead County seeing community spread of COVID-19, 31 COVID cases reported, 31 cases reported. And what have I been saying about contact tracing and testing? Speaking of the testing, where is that headline? Fauci, Dr. Fauci predicts progress for safe COVID vaccine. Well, no, that's not the one. Anyway, the only hope, you know, we just keep getting this narrative. The only hope we have is a vaccine. It's beyond ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, there's this headline: coronavirus may spread through breathing and talking. We keep hearing that too, don't we? But we don't know how much. Coronavirus may spread through breathing and talking, but we don't know how much. Which, you know, the companion of that is the article that, the Post, San Bernardino press release that Gabriel sent me, that, San Bernardino public health officer. Remember how I said, you know, in Idaho, for example, one person suddenly is put in charge. In this case, they refer to this person as the public health officer. One person. Suddenly it becomes a dictatorship. San Bernardino. Has San Bernardino experienced synthetic terror events in recent years? Public health officer orders face covering, electronic only religious services. So suddenly, everyone in San Bernardino is a Wahhabi Muslim, you know, a hijab wearing Wahhabi Muslim that can Skype or Zoom into religious services. I know that's sensational, but bear with me. So my thought when I see this, like I have said, and you know, if this lifts, which I suspect, you know, bad guys keep telling us that they don't, you know, bad guys do what they want to do. And when they have this kind of power, they push for more. Some people have been honest and said, man, when I was in government, I couldn't trust myself. That's why we're supposed to have separation of powers in this system, not prostrate ourselves before the UN and the World Health Organization and, you know, Marxist terrorists and people like that. So as I have mentioned, what I would suspect is you see something like this and it will be used if necessary to, you know, provide a synthetic terrorist operation. Everyone in the community suddenly must wear facial covering. So someone gets upset and I could see the headline now, you know, the facial covering wearing mask, you know, wearing person, vaccine denier, anti-vaxxer shouts at patrons and shoots up local grocery store. So way to work in the gun-toting white supremacist Christian xenophobic bigot angle, so that you get, you know, you vilify all of these groups all at the same time and cow the herd some more. If you're not wearing the prescribed facial stuff and you're denying the narrative, the establishment narrative of all of that, you're probably a terrorist. You can see it now. Utterly ridiculous. Anyway, so in Kalispell, Flathead County, seeing community spread of COVID-19, 31 cases. So this article reads, local health officials are confirming that there is now documentation of community spread COVID-19 in Flathead County. But is it the same issue? It's, you know, when you start getting down to the local level, the facts get murkier than they are at the CDC even. So the Flathead City Council Department has received 6 cases in recent days, where there is no known contact or exposure. I can imagine these people, you know, first of all, they probably haven't been anywhere. Second of all, who have you talked to? Nah, none of your business. That'd be my hope anyway. But that's going to get militant quick. You can feel it. If you're not telling us who your contacts are, you're probably a terrorist. It's the people who resist will be treated like the Jews of Nazi Germany, if you follow me. That's what's coming. And by fall, we'll be there. Universal testing. Everybody's saying, where did I just see that? Dr. That's who it was. It was Mark Siegel over at Fox. Dr. Mark Siegel, antibody tests are the future of coronavirus treatment. And I think he said something like that. There have been these universal, you know, headlines everywhere you look. Oh, and then Newt Gingrich on controlling coronavirus. You know, third way, Tofflerite, Newt Gingrich on controlling coronavirus. The earlier you can do universal testing, there's one of them, the better off you are. So, continuing in this KPAX article, Flathead County seeing community spread. Community spread. It's a community of, I believe, around 140,000, 150,000 people, something like that. 6 cases in recent days. Not all in one day. In recent days. 31 total cases. Most of those recovered. And so what's happening? Well, getting to that. And the point is, this is, and when I say 140,000, 150,000 people, this is spread out over a large, that's the Flathead Valley. That's the entire county in Montana. It's a spread out area. Not high population density by, you know, UN standards, shall we say. Not sustainably developed. The Flathead City Council has received 6 cases in recent days where there is no known contact or exposure with positive case or related to travel, according to a news release. These cases indicate that there is evidence of community transmission. Really? But how? If there is no known contact or exposure. 5 additional cases were confirmed in Flathead County on Monday, bringing the county's total to 31 cases. But that's total. How many are active? You notice how you don't hear that? Oh, here's the total number. What about the recoveries? Yeah, we have some recoveries. But look at these cases. Okay, but how many have recovered? Yeah, some have recovered. But look at these cases. Oh, my goodness. All patients have been isolated, and those who had close contacts with the patients have been quarantined. So, local health officials have been in contact with all of these cases and are currently conducting contact investigations to minimize additional transmission. That's happening in small-town, podunk, rural America. Of course, I don't know how podunk it is, because remember, Batman / Christian Grey gave a CRISPR talk not too long ago to community college. What are billionaires doing giving CRISPR talks at community colleges in Podunk, Montana? That's a different story. I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours. Share them with me. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours.
Welcome back. And in the break, JJ Zapp sent me Dr. Annie Bukacek discusses how COVID-19 death certificates are being manipulated, and she's introduced by none other than Chuck Baldwin. So that's something I suppose we'll include in the archive links. And you know, of course, on everything that Google and YouTube are doing, they keep working harder and harder to make it appear that these links that are embedded at this point beneath the videos legitimize it. You know, this is the accredited, trusted source, which, gosh, that sounds a lot like the Event 201 stuff, doesn't it? How can we make sure? And if you had an event like that that wasn't dirty, that wasn't trying to do something devious, you would spend absolutely zero time talking about how you needed to combat the narrative that might arise that, you know, you somehow created this thing. You're trying to plan for, you know, fire prevention, for example, and you just want to practice good fire prevention and how can we raise awareness because we keep having these problems. You would spend zero time talking about how you can flood the zone so that people aren't calling you an arsonist for starting the fire. That would never even come to mind. But it's interesting that the Event 201 crowd did that, and you have this crowd, how shall we say, infected with the mindset that there are things called opportunities of crisis. They're all over the place. So people, I've said for years, people who think like that should be considered arsonists or terrorists. Arsonists metaphorically, perhaps. Terrorists probably literally. Because normal people do not think that way. They don't say those things. And guess what? People like that have no qualms of conscience when it comes to doing bad things, and we'll get to that today. So some of the other stories, you know, this is where we're headed, China. And I don't want to, you know, terrify the women folk and children, so to speak. I just feel like maybe today I'll press in a little bit more. Because there is, I think, a growing sense of concern and urgency that we should be aware of. So this AP story yesterday, China's virus pandemic epicenter, Wuhan, and 76-day lockdown. 76-day lockdown. And you've heard folks saying, you know, the experts all tell us this is what we need to do. We need to do what China did, 76-day lockdown. Of course, it probably doesn't end there because, again, when you look at these stories, you know, I'll just run through some of these additional headlines so we can move on. I just don't understand, you know, some of the things that are going on. How can some of these things be going on? I guess it's no wonder. Kylie's beach vacation. Is that really something that anyone needs to know about right now? Dr. Fauci predicts progress for safe COVID-19 vaccine will take over 1 year. Well, guess what? I remember the last time that he said safe, you know, H1N1, it's safe. And $63 million later, people with brain injury, and GSK is in the running again. But we don't, you know, we have to sort of soft pedal that because we don't want to be too obvious about it. Biden advisor, this I thought was interesting. Biden advisor, Obamacare architect Zeke Emanuel, says U.S. should prepare for coronavirus measures to last 18 months. Gosh, again, that sounds kind of like, well, what bad guys like Zeke Emanuel say. And speaking of opportunities of crisis and, you know, Mengele-esque folks, the Emanuel crowd, so that's interesting. NFL draft to go fully virtual with concerns about tech issues and preparation. I also thought it was interesting. Speaking of that, that reminds me of New England Patriots QB, which sounds weird. Jameis Winston. That sounds weird, doesn't it? Has set up a hotline and is also talking about how this, whatever it is affecting the black community uniquely, apparently. Black and Hispanics is what they're saying. Black and Hispanic New Yorkers is what I heard the news reporting this morning. Which was interesting. The mayor de Blasio, says it's because of lack of access to health care. But you know what? I think that's what Bill Gates said about Africa. Well, if they had access to quality health care, there wouldn't be so many of them dying. Well, how come more die when you show up than before you show up than Dr. Mengele with your, you know, quality health care? Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Come home late and you come home early. You come home big and when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So when the world's come over you, what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Well, I got a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous man. How can a love that'll last forever get left so far behind? What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Welcome back. Interesting, interesting stuff. What is going on these days? Crazy, crazy stuff. It's my understanding the breaking story right now. You know, there was there was the rumor last month Bernie Sanders was suspending his campaign, and then Axios apologized. This is the Fox News headline. Axios apologizes after falsely reporting that Sanders suspended presidential campaign. And then the same day, Bernie Sanders suspends all campaign Facebook ads amid rumors he's dropping out of the Democratic race. But wait, not quite. Apparently today, it sounds like he has apparently suspended his campaign. So who knows? Maybe things are as crazy as the rumors have been. And it wouldn't be surprising to hear that bad guys have been planning things for a long time. Obviously, ODD TV did a good video yesterday. Maybe we'll play that or some of it anyway. It was yesterday. No, it was a few days ago, as I recall, something like the 4th. And, you know, he mentioned, he cited documents from the Club of Rome back in 1982, for example, talking about a cashless society. People would be shocked. What? But they had done studies already in the 70s and discovered that one of the best ways to track people is these little plastic cards that everyone carries around now, speaking of the cashless society. So from there, obviously, you know, if you want to track people and this is the most effective way, then naturally one leads to the other. How can we just have people carrying these things around? You know what? Better yet, let's just stick that thing in them and call it good, which he also included. You know, and some other interesting documentation in there. So we'll see if that story bears out. Anyway, I thought it was interesting, you know, speaking of Jameis Winston and that whole story and what kind of went along with that, you know, that the Hispanic and Black New Yorkers were affected more. I mean, honestly, that fits the narrative. I'm telling you, we're going to get the Africa treatment, and no one should get that treatment. You know, I'm still curious. Will someone please ask Deborah Birx how, before AIDS was discovered, basically, wink, wink, while she's, you know, in childbirth, she's screaming, "Don't let them give me blood." And it was discovered the blood she would have received was infected with HIV. Well, gosh. I mean, she's like Bill Gates. No wonder they pal around. I mean, holy cow. So should she be credited with the discovery of AIDS? Amazing. Or maybe not. Maybe not amazing. Some other stuff, and then we'll continue on with the day's business. Let's see. Dr. Oz explains why men die at a higher rate than women, but again, the numbers are bogus. So, yeah, coronavirus may spread through breathing, talking, but we don't know how much. Again, another psyop. I mentioned that already. Tucker Carlson did another, you know, great deal. Experts can't predict when coronavirus pandemic will end. They know all of these fun facts. All the technocrats know all of these things. You know, social distancing is important. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, breathing and talking can spread the so-called virus, but who knows how much, you know. So we know just enough to cow the herd, but not enough to actually speak to any sort of specifics. That was a good segment. That's 12 minutes long, so we don't have time for that. Dr. Fauci says U.S. should be able to reopen schools in fall. Maybe. But actually, I think the headline was something different earlier, or something to the effect of, there's a big maybe. You know, it's unpredictable, but you can get a feel for it if we start talking about the things where the curve goes down. What does that even mean? How we respond and what kind of rebound? Yeah, how we respond. So this dramatic behavior modification that he and Burks and guys like Bill Gates are talking about. Why is anyone listening to Bill Gates? This guy is not a doctor, an epidemiologist, an elected official. He's none of those things. How does Africa feel about Bill Gates? How does India feel about Bill Gates? Seagull antibody tests for the future. I'm telling you, you know, I told the story once. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it. Inovio, that's a huge scandal. Huge scandal. That should be a scandalous subplot that's probably brought before a congressional committee. There should be trials. There should be prison sentencing. Johnson & Johnson, too, for that matter. And then the whole racket should be brought up on charges. Because they're all saying the same thing. Joseph Kim was just bold enough to be... The DNA sequencing. Yeah, exactly when was that? You know, Paul Stoffel says, well, earlier in January, not so much later, but earlier. But Joseph Kim, Inovio CEO, said all over the place. He kept saying, and, you know, I mentioned the Bloomberg article that MSN picked up. Citron delivers blow to Inovio's surging stock amid vaccine hope. Remember that article? March 9, only about a month ago, where they talked about Citron's tweet, SEC should immediately halt this stock and investigate the ludicrous and dangerous claim that they designed a vaccine in 3 hours. Some folks are saying 3 weeks. Joseph Kim's like, 3 weeks? 5 to 7 months? What? Nah, we did it in 3 hours. Citron's tweet reads further, this has been a serial stock promotion for years. This will trade back to $2. Investors have been warned. Share surged as much as 37% on Monday morning, extending a year-to-date rally that briefly topped 480%. Remember I talked about this? The market's crashing. New York Stock Exchange is going home. We can't trade today. Now let's go home again today. There's no market, basically. The bottom's fallen completely out of it, and Inovio stock is extending a year-to-date rally that briefly topped at 480%. Remember, it was at bargain basement prices in October, just before everybody started jumping corporate ship, like Bill Gates. And, you know, that article went on to say, first of all, that Inovio has historically been a dud. Citron is the latest skeptic to voice concern about the company and its plans to develop a vaccine, pointing to decades of overpromising and underdelivering. Decades. Short sellers have pointed out that the drug maker has never successfully developed a medicine and has previously promoted plans to combat. I would say none of the pharmaceutical manufacturers have ever successfully developed, but that's a separate issue. So it's never successfully developed a medicine and has previously promoted plans to combat pandemic threats like Ebola in 2014 and Zika in 2016. You have to ask yourself, why would the Gates Foundation directly bet on Inovio? Why would the Gates Foundation through CEPI indirectly bet on Inovio? Why? It's a dud. Decades of overpromising and underdelivering. At bargain basement prices, a 10-year low in October for obvious reasons. And just to round it out, you know, anybody who knows high volume trading in a stock, especially smaller companies, is is often a sign of insider trading and or manipulation of share prices, or both. Some kind of insider trading. So there was this last bit that I mentioned when I talked about this story. Trading in the Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania-based drug company, topped firms like General Electric, Apple, Ford, and Microsoft Tuesday through Friday last week, with the company being the most traded stock in the U.S. on a couple of occasions. The most traded. Well over 100 million shares change hands on each of the past four sessions, a sign of retail activity, I would say a sign of corruption, given less than 100 million shares are even available for trading. As of 1:36 p.m. in New York, more than 109 million shares had been traded. So by lunchtime, more shares than are available have been traded. Wow. In other words, it's painfully obvious to anyone paying attention. Somebody knows something. Why did Bill Gates, why did the Gates Foundation, why did CEPI and the Gates Foundation indirectly also, you know, Gates, bet on Inovio? Because they have that platform, and they also have the other platform, the INO 4800. Is it 4800, I think? But that platform, which is like a, you know, you hear Bill Gates talking about the testing. Now he got that ramrodded through the FDA, helped get it ramrodded through in a week, basically. So now you have the personal testing that he's been talking about, where people can test themselves. Expect that to roll out soon. And as a complementary system to that, a platform like what Inovio has, where it's like, you know, an insulin testing deal. You know, you can self-test and you can self-administer a vaccine. You know what? The MIT quantum dot patch is just, that tattoo is just too much. Here's a more painless way. It's like an insulin delivery system. And by the way, you get your digital certificate in it, and it reports back to the Sentinel Sites IIS system that Fauci loves, remember? We played the clip of him in Congress last month saying, when Congresswoman Maloney asked, well, how do you do testing? Well, there are two ways. Yeah, it's important testing. One way is you wait for people to come in and get tested. The other way is you go out into the community and do surveillance. That's what he said. These guys have all been pushing. You know, I just mentioned Newt Third Way Tofferite Gingrich talking about how, you know, the earlier you can do universal testing, the better off you are. So that's what you'll see. And those who do not do the testing, let alone, I mean, they're going for broke, man. They're going for broke right now. Those who do not capitulate to the testing, and of course, you know, those who do not capitulate to the testing, and it's completely bogus testing as far as I'm concerned. We keep seeing example after example, including what JJ Zapp sent me, you know, the data is being manipulated for obvious reasons. It's not just a scam to make billions, another obscene fortune. There's much more at stake here. It's much bigger than that. It's not just eugenics. It's much bigger than that. So, again, I don't mean to terrorize the women folk and children, so to speak, but I think for those who have ears to hear and are interested in listening, I think they're going for broke. We're hearing it. We're seeing it. You don't have to read the tea leaves, so to speak, to see it. They're telling us. Universal testing, self-testing, Bill Gates thinks is great. These self-vaccinating platforms like what Inovio has. That's what I see rolling out. If you don't test, you might be a terrorist. You're endangering us all. We're already seeing that kind of language. You won't stay home. Imagine what's coming with the testing. If you won't test, how dare you? That's okay. We'll just incarcerate you and test you anyway. and we'll, you know what, we'll skip the testing, we'll just vaccinate you. And I've talked for years about how all of these pandemic plans, including yours, Montana, including yours, Idaho, and Washington, and California, and everywhere, have that kind of language. Look at your EOP language, your local EOP language, which probably has a pandemic influenza plan. Imagine that. Pandemic influenza. What a coincidence. What a convenient COVID incidence. All of those pandemic influenza plans have mass vaccination language in them. And there's one person in charge, like I've been saying for years. The public health officer in San Bernardino's case. So that's what you get. Yay. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is quite a psyop in action. You know, again, I've mentioned how you get the big number and the small number at the same time. We get the celebrities like John Prine, that are mentioned, which obviously appeal to certain demographics, and that includes not just those who have passed, but, you know, Tom Hanks. I remember hearing the story that, you know, the reason Tom Hanks was cast in Apollo 13 was because no one wanted to see Forrest Gump die. So, you know, Forrest Gump / what's his name? You know, Dan Brown series. It is a psychological operation. That's the small number that draws you in. It tugs on your heartstrings. And then the big number is to fearmonger and say, oh, well, we could all die. We're all dying out there, including these beloved folks, one by one. It's both numbers. It's quite a psyop. Watch. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Morning.
Yeah, Joe Diffie as well.
Yeah.
Who is a big drinker, by the way. You know, I'm glad that you're playing John Prine. Here's what people don't realize. John Prine, according to what we're hearing, Chris, he died yesterday, correct?
That's the rumor.
I'm about to tell you something that will blow your mind. Believe it or not believe it. I'm in Nashville, folks. And on Nashville local news, the day before yesterday, which would be April 6th, on the 4 o'clock afternoon broadcast, John Prine was announced dead on the 6th, but he died on the 7th. What? You talk about a psychological operation. How many people really pay that close of attention? John Prine was announced passed away due to the coronavirus on the 6th of April. His wife was sick too, but she recovered. Now, is John Prine dead? Probably so, and I'm sorry to hear it because he was my generation's Woody Guthrie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I like John Prine music. I try to play acoustic guitar. I enjoy his music. People die every day. Okay? Sad to say, people die every day. And with what we know to be the case, where even now they're admitting that death certificates are being altered. If you die because you're 85 and you're full of cancer and you have COPD and you pass away and there's any sign of COVID, then COVID is the cause and you're added into this vast number in the pandemic. And I hear the music. If you'll allow me, I'll finish up.
Yeah, stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.